好，弟兄姊妹，如果你手中有圣经的话，请你跟我一同打开我们手中的圣经，在创世纪的第四章。We're going to only read in English from the chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 26. 我们就用英文读好吗？有圣经吗？没有的话。Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 to 26. 好，我们就读创世纪的第四章一到第二十六节，说有一天，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。”该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的，你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。”耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。”耶和华就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去往伊甸东边挪得之地。该隐与他妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名将那城叫做以诺。以诺生以拿，以拿生米利亚，米户亚利，米户亚利生马土沙拉，马土沙拉生拉麦，拉麦娶了两个妻子，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫希拉。亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师。亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切吹琴、弹琴、吹箫之人的祖师。希拉又生了示巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。示巴该隐的妹子是拿玛。拉麦对他两个妻子说：“亚大、希拉，听我的声音。”拉麦的妻子细听我的言语，壮年人伤我，我就把他杀了；少年人损我，我就把他害了。若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。亚当又与他妻子同房，就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思是神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以诺士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。我想今天是圣诞节临近了，今天刚好是降临节期的开始第一天。那整个十二月，我想我们基督徒都是要预备迎接耶稣基督的降生。那而与此同时呢，圣诞节对于我们很多人来讲，常常是合家团圆的日子了。很多弟兄姊妹其实都在期待我们外出的子女家人可以有机会聚在一起来庆祝圣诞，一起来团聚。我们可以说这是每年当中最好的一段时光。
Christmas is approaching, and today happens to be the beginning of Advent, the season of anticipation for Christians throughout December, as we prepare for the birth of Jesus. Christmas is, of course, a time for families to come together. Many brothers and sisters are eagerly awaiting the return of their children and the whole family.
那我想因为家庭呢，其实一直是我们所珍爱的，是我们很多弟兄姊妹我们努力的动力，就是是我们常常非常看重的一个团体了。那家人对我们来说 可能是这个世界上我们最亲近的人，也是我们最信任的人，其实也是我们最真实的人。
Because family has always been cherished by us. It's our motivation, and it's what we value. Family members are undoubtedly the closest, most trusted, and most cherished people in our lives.
而在家庭里面，我们的兄弟或者姐妹，其实是我们在这个世上除了我们的父母之外，可能是我们最亲近的人。那当然，在座的有些弟兄姊妹，如果你来自中国大陆，因为计划生育的原因，可能你没有办法去体会到，兄弟姐妹之间的那种亲密的关系。因为有些弟兄姊妹可能是独生子女。
Brothers and sisters are the closest people to us in this world, apart from parents, of course, because of China's family planning policy. Many brothers and sisters among us may find it challenging to understand the intimate relationship between siblings. Most of us may be only child.
但是你当我们想到我们的父母，他们那一辈，他们的兄弟姐妹，或者如果你有孩子，如果你有两个或者两个以上的孩子，特别当我们来到美国之后，你看到很多家庭其实都有很多孩子的，那多多少少我们大概可以体会到这种兄弟姐妹之间这种亲密关系的那种重要性以及宝贵。
However, I believe that our parents, their brothers and sisters, and our children, especially if we have two or more children, can help us appreciate the importance and value of these intimate relationships, especially when we come to the United States and see many families with multiple children.
那作为父母呢，如果你有好几个孩子的话，那么孩子当然是我们最爱的了。那我们最大的心愿之一，可能就是你希望看到，就是你的孩子他们彼此之间那种可以彼此相爱的关系，就是你希望他们可以成为朋友，希望他们可以在日后在面对人生风浪的时候呢，能够彼此的帮助。
As parents, our children are always the ones we love the most. One of our greatest wishes as parents is to see our children love each other, become good friends, and help each other when facing the challenges of life in the future.
尤其是当我们年长的时候，当我们越来越年长的时候，你可能不太希望可以大富大贵，但是你的很大的心愿就是希望你的儿女之间可以彼此和睦，家庭可以幸福，好像没有什么比年老的时候，如果你的孩子们为着各样的问题反目成仇，其实这个是最大的痛苦，作为父母来讲。
As parents, when we grow old, we don't necessarily seek wealth or fame, but we hope for harmony among our children and happiness in the family. There is nothing sadder in old age than having children who quarrel over such issues, causing grief to their parents.
那我们来看世界上出现的第一个家庭，他们的状况是怎么样？按照我们的想象，第一个家庭应该是幸福的，或者是和谐的。但是很不幸的是，就是第一个家庭并不幸福，尤其是他们兄弟之间的仇恨，也是非常让人震惊的。
However, let us examine the first family in the world, which should have been happy and harmonious. Unexpectedly, this family was not happy.And the hatred between brothers was surprisingly intense.
亲兄弟的感情按说应该是彼此相爱的，情同手足，彼此相扶相持，但是你会看到世界上的第一对兄弟是以谋杀收场的。
The bond between biological brothers should ideally be one of mutual love and support. But unfortunately, the first pair of brothers in the world ended in murder.
We have a lot of parents here who have two sons, right? I don't want to scare you, but it's just one story about, you know, the first family. So, 那在创世纪的第四章，你会看见，就是它是对整个第三章的故事的一个回应以及延续。那么，当我们如果你还记得创世纪第三章在讲什么，讲的就是人类对创造他的造物主的一种背叛，然后被赶出了伊甸园。
The story in Genesis chapter 4 is a response and a continuation of the story in Genesis chapter 3. The story in Genesis chapter 3 recounts humanity's betrayal of the Creator, resulting in being expelled from the Garden of Eden.
那该隐跟亚伯的故事其实是在告诉我们，当他们的父母，就是亚当夏娃， 对神的背叛所带来的后果以及罪的一种延续，这是一个暴力在不断加剧的故事，啊，我们可以说这是一个很大的悲剧。
The story of Cain and Abel is telling us about the consequences of Adam and Eve's rebelling against God and the continuation of sin. It's a story marked by violence and tragedy.
所以我们如果我们可以明白创世纪第四章的故事在告诉我们什么，特别是如果我们可以明白罪所带来的那种后果跟影响，那么我们今天就其实就不会很难去理解为什么今天的人们依然生活在各样的仇恨当中。
If we can understand the story in Genesis chapter 4, especially if we can grasp the consequences and impact of sin, then we will not find it so difficult to comprehend why people today still live in hatred.
所以首先我们来看第一个就是关于仇恨的种子。
Firstly, let's see the seed of hate.
那如果我们说亚当夏娃在犯罪之后，他们开始觉得有羞耻感，那这个是罪的一种开始，啊，人对罪的第一个回应就是羞耻，那么紧接着他们做的第二件事情就是开始互相的推卸责任，那这个是罪的一种延续。那么当你读到第四章的时候，你看到该隐跟亚伯，由于该隐对亚伯的这种嫉妒、仇恨，以至于最后将其杀掉，那么这就是让我们看到的是罪的一种加深。
If we see that after Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden.They began to feel shame as the beginning of sin, and their mutual blame shifting marked the continuation of sin. Then Cain's jealousy, hatred, and eventual murder of Abel deepened the consequences of sin.
那仇恨的根源有时候很复杂，这就好比今天我们看到哈马斯或者巴勒斯坦人跟以色列人之间的这种仇恨，你大概不太明白为什么是什么样的深仇大恨让哈马斯要不惜一切代价要把以色列从地上抹掉，或者我们也不太能够明白是什么样的仇恨让以色列人一次又一次不断的双倍的甚至更多倍的去报复。那这背后当然有很多历史政治的原因，但是我们作为基督徒，我们可以明白所有的仇恨的背后跟该隐对亚伯的恨是一样的，就是源于罪。
The roots of hatred are complex, much like how we perceive the hatred between Hamas and the Palestinians versus the Israelis today. What deep-seated animosity promotes Hamas to spare no effort to eradicate Israel from the land? What kind of hatred motivates Israel to retaliate twofold? The reasons behind these conflicts are convoluted, involving numerous complex historical and political factors, and their causes and development can be very intricate. However, the root is the same as Cain's hatred for Abel, sin.
所以很多细节我们可能不清楚，在巴勒斯坦跟哈马斯之间，很多问题我们可能不身在其中，没有办法体会到双方的那种的悲痛或者说愤怒。但是有一点我们今天可以明确的知道，就是罪带来了人与人之间的仇恨。
Many details are unclear to us, and many issues are beyond our direct experience, preventing us from fully understanding the pain and anger on both sides. Nevertheless, one thing we can be certain of is that sin brings about hatred.
所以该隐跟亚伯的故事也是这样，就是什么导致该隐会对自己的亲兄弟下如此的毒手呢？或者说是什么样的深仇大恨让他能够丧心病狂地亲手杀掉自己的兄弟。
The story of Cain and Abel is no different. What led Cain to lay hands on his own brother? What kind of deep-seated animosity drove him to ruthlessly kill his flesh and blood?
所以在创世纪的第四章五到七节说，圣经是这样告诉我们说，只是上帝看不中该隐和他的共物，于是该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华就对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Genesis chapter 4, 5 to 7 provides clarity on the source of Cain's hatred for Abel. But for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted. And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it.
所以这段经文很清楚地告诉我们，该隐对亚伯恨的来源，就是出于他里面的罪。
This passage clearly tells us that the origin of Cain's hatred for Abel comes from the sin within him.
那首先上帝告诉我们，他的祭物不蒙悦纳的原因是因为他的行为有瑕疵，就是圣经说行得不好，不完全。上帝希望透过这个举动，就是透过拒绝他的供物的这个举动，能够来帮助他反省，帮助他改变，帮助他成长，给他机会去看，去思想为什么我的祭物没有被悦纳，但是上帝的恩典和怜悯却被该隐来滥用，成为了他生气发怒的原因。
God tells us, firstly, that the reason his offering was not accepted is that his actions were flawed, or in other words, he did not do well or fully. God hoped that through this, he could help Cain reflect, change, and grow, giving him an opportunity to repent. However, Cain misused God's grace and mercy, leading to his anger and wrath.
并且在他生气之后，上帝依旧给予他警戒、提醒和指引，就希望可以借此来帮助他。但是这一切却又被该隐的罪所遮盖。他不但没有从自己的过失当中学习，反而为此怎么样呢？更加的发怒和生气，以至于最后下手杀害了自己的兄弟。
Even after Cain's anger, God continued to provide warnings, reminders, and guidance, hoping to assist him in changing. However, all of this was overshadowed by Cain's sin. Instead of learning from his mistakes, he became even more enraged and angry. In the end, he took matters into his own hands and killed his own brother.
那该隐故事其实让我们看见罪在不断的延续，在加深。亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面对神的背叛，已经清楚地让我们看到罪的影响以及它的后果。
The story of Cain makes it clear that sin continues and deepens. Adam and Eve's betrayal of God in the Garden of Eden had already shown us the impact and consequences of sin.
所以圣经对本身该隐谋杀亚伯这件事情，整个 event 就整个事件的描述非常短，只有一节的经文，就是在创世纪的第四章第八节，上帝警告他之后，在第七节，那该隐跟他的兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间。该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
The Bible provides only a brief description of this event, the act of murder, with just one verse, Genesis chapter 4:8. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him.
所以经文很快地讲述了这个谋杀案，并没有给出任何的细节，没有讲到他们谈话的内容，没有讲述谋杀的过程和手法等等，只是非常简单地告诉了我们一个结果。这个结果就是该隐因为恨，因为嫉妒，动手杀了他自己的兄弟亚伯。
The scripture swiftly narrates this murder, providing no details about their conversation, the process and method of the murder, abstract.It simply informs us of the outcome. Cain, driven by hatred and jealousy, took action and killed his brother Abel.
所以经文两次提到了兄弟这个概念，那着重描写他们的关系。虽然他们的关系已经很清楚，圣经已经非常清楚地告诉我们他们是兄弟的关系，可是圣经作者依然两次强调他们之间的关系是兄弟，为的是强调该隐的恨，对他的兄弟的恨。是如此的深厚，以至于自己的亲兄弟都可以杀掉。
The term brother is mentioned twice in the passage, emphasizing their relationship. While their relationship is clear, the repetition of brother by the author underscores the depth of Cain's hatred, to the extent that he could directly murder his own flesh and blood.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是该隐跟亚伯的故事，首先让我们看到罪，就是该隐恨亚伯，并且最终谋杀了亚伯的根源就是罪。
Therefore, in the story of Cain and Abel, we first see that the root of the sin is Cain's hatred for Abel, ultimately leading to Abel's murder.
Is anyone here living in Indiana more than 18 years? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, okay. 所以 如果你居住在我们印第安纳州超过18年的话，那么我不知道你对2005年发生在我们北边一点点普渡大学一个清华的女博士枪杀自己丈夫的新闻还有没有印象？
If brothers and sisters have been in the state of Indiana for more than 18 years, we should still remember the news from 2005 about the Tsinghua University PhD student at Purdue University who shot and killed her husband.
这个清华的高材生名字叫做陈丹磊，那她的丈夫同样也是清华的高材生，叫何磊。两夫妇在清华大学认识，是同学，然后一起来普渡读 PhD 的。两夫妇来到普渡深造，然后可能跟我们在座很多弟兄姊妹的经历比较类似。
The high-achieving Tsinghua graduate Chen Danlei and her husband, also a high-achieving Tsinghua graduate He Lei, came to Purdue for further studies, a situation similar to many brothers and sisters present here.
他们夫妻的关系呢很复杂了，就好像每一对结婚的人的关系都蛮复杂的，但是最终的结局就是这个太太叫做陈丹磊，因爱生恨，然后将自己的丈夫枪杀，并且更恐怖的是不单枪杀而且碎尸，然后逃回中国。
Their story is quite complex, as every marriage is intricate. HoweverThe ultimate outcome was that Chen Danlei, driven by love turned hatred, shot and killed her husband, dismembered the body, and then fled back to China.
其中有一个很重要的原因，就是陈丹磊这位太太，因为她自身的性格跟人相处的不是很愉快，就是整个在普渡的华人圈子里面，基本上就是人人敬而远之。但是呢，她的先生何磊。因为性格外向开朗，虽然不能说是人见人爱，但是在普渡的华人圈子里面非常受欢迎。那因此呢，何磊自己也渐渐地疏远了他的妻子，跟他的关系开始出现一些的裂痕呢。
One crucial factor was Chen Danlei's unpleasant personality, making her interactions within the Chinese community at Purdue quite difficult.Although her husband, He Lei, was not universally adored, his outgoing and sociable nature made him well-liked. As a result, He Lei gradually distanced himself from his wife.
所以后来当记者在这个案件发生后采访陈丹磊的时候，他其中有一句话我记得很清楚，我看了这个整个的 interview， 他说其实早在他的心里面就已经埋下了一个仇恨的种子，而这个仇恨的种子最后最终也酿成了对自己的先生的枪杀。
Later, when reporters interviewed Chen Danlei, she said, "In my heart, the seed of hatred had long been planted. This seed of hatred ultimately grew into murder."
所以圣经告诉我们，首先仇恨的种子是源于人的罪。
The Bible tells us that the seed of hatred originates from sin.
当罪恶成为了仇恨的种子的时候，我们紧接着看见所带来的刑罚就是上帝的刑罚的加重。
Secondly, increased penalties.
所以神在亚当伊甸园给亚当跟夏娃的刑罚就是将他们逐出伊甸园，而且并且是夏娃要承受这个生产之痛，以及亚当要承受辛苦的劳作。但是我们就看见上帝给该隐的刑罚是加重的。
God's punishment for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was expulsion. Eve's pain in childbirth and Adam's toil in labor. However, the penalty for Cain's murder of Abel was more severe.
所以我们看创世纪的第四章九到十四节经文说，耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？耶和华说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。该隐对耶和华说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的，你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你的面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。
Genesis chapter 4:9-14. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground, and now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me."
所以我们这里很清楚地看见 上帝对罪的刑罚是在不断加重的。
In this passage, we witness the escalating nature of God's punishment for sin.
所以圣经学者 John Walton 说, 如果我们用会幕来做类比的话, 亚当和夏娃是被逐出了会幕的前厅, 那么该隐就是被逐出了整个会幕所在的营地。
Biblical scholar John Walton describes, if we use the tabernacle as an analogy, Adam and Eve were expelled from the courtyard, and Cain was expelled from the camp.
所以同样, 汉密尔顿也这样形容说, 创世纪第四章清楚地假定, 该隐离开上帝的同在, 是创世纪陈述该隐如何与上帝疏远的方式, 因此上帝的判决立即得到了正确的执行, 就是挪到了挪得这个地方, 被进一步地定义为伊甸园的东边, 那这个短语强调了该隐跟上帝之间的距离, 强调了他作为一个被判着被判过就是过着一个局外人的生活的命运。
The clear assumption made through Genesis chapter 4 is that Cain left God's presence. It's Genesis' way of stating how Cain entered his life of alienation from God. God's sentence is thus immediately and correctly implemented. Not is further defined as eastward of Eden, a phrase that underscores the distancing of Cain from God's presence, the reality of his lot as one condemned to live the life of outsider.
随着罪的加重, 罪的扩散, 毫无疑问,
as sin continues, spreads, and deepens, undoubtedly, God's punishment is also progressively intensified.
我们人有时候一直有一个错觉, 就是好像觉得, 随着人的罪不断地延续, 不断地扩散跟加深, 好像上帝的刑罚在不断地减轻, 那这个错误的观念, 很多时候不是从圣经来的, 而是从我们的错觉来的。
We have been under the misconception that as human sin continues, spreads, and deepens, God's punishment diminishes. The mistaken notion doesn't originate from the Bible, but rather from our misception.
所以整本圣经都很清楚地让我们看到说神的愤怒, 神的刑罚, 是随着人的罪的不断地累积, 而不断地在加深的。 从后面发生的巴别塔的事件也好, 或者上帝怎么样用洪水来毁灭这个世界也好, 其实都是给我们一个非常好的例子。
The entire Bible unequivocally shows us that God's anger and punishment deepen as human sin accumulates. Examples like the Tower of Babel and the Flood serve as clear illustrations.
所以随着我们人类罪的延续, 上帝的刑罚在加重。
So brothers and sisters, as human sin continues, spreads, and deepens, God's punishment is indeed intensified.
即使在今天我们好像觉得神对这个世界上发生了很多事情, 好像不管不问, 但是我们很明确地知道说上帝从来没有停止过工作, 就是他的审判跟刑罚的工作也从来没有停止过。
Even today, though it might seem like God is indifferent to what happens in the world, we know with certainty that his work has never ceased and his judgment and punishment have never stopped.
就人类的科技可以越来越发达, 我们在座的很多弟兄姊妹有在依赖Lily上班的, 那最近你们公司今年好事连连, 那我自己过去常常也为我们教会很多弟兄姊妹, 因为他们的工作, 可以帮助到很多在病痛当中的人, 一直为他们感恩, 就是他们透过他们的工作, 不单能够养家糊口, 不只是我们说用为资本主义创造更多的财富, 更真实的就是, 可以真的是能够为很多的人帮助他们，真实的帮助到这些人的需要。我其实常常为他们感到喜乐，看到感恩的，看到今年很多礼来药厂的弟兄姊妹我们出了很多的新药，或者是很多在其他领域工作的弟兄姊妹，其实都是如此。我们透过我们的工作，透过现代科技的发展，我们可以真的解决更多人类所面对的问题。
While human technology may advance and many brothers and sisters in our church work in flourishing industries, it's crucial to recognize that God's justice remains active and his punishment is responsive to the ongoing state of human sin. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful for their work, which helps many people in their suffering.Through their efforts, they not only provide for their families and contribute to society, but also genuinely bring joy and gratitude by helping more people. This sentiment extends not only to the brothers and sisters working in pharmaceuticals, such as those at Eli Lilly, but also to many others in different fields.
但是我们不能忽略的一个问题就是，你要问的就是为什么我们需要越来越多的药，就是因为我们人的病越来越多，当然其中一个原因很重要，就是因为科技的发展，过去很多我们不知道的病被发现了，可以有效的被治疗。但是另外一方面，我们要承认的就是，由于人的罪的缘故，我们越来越多新的病不断的出现。那其实新冠病毒就是一个最好的例子。
However, we can't ignore the underlying issue. Why do we need these medicines? The prevalence of diseases in humanity is increasing, partly due to technological advancements that have led to the discovery and effective treatment of previously unknown illnesses. On the other hand, new diseases continue to emerge, such as the COVID-19 viruses.
所以我们看到国与国之间的战争，人与人之间的斗争，种族与种族间的仇恨矛盾，越来越多的破碎，越来越多的伤害在我们人类中间。
Wars between nations, conflicts among individuals, hatred and discord between races are escalating, resulting in more fragmentation and harm.
传统的家庭的这种价值观念也在不断的被摧毁，就是传统的婚姻的美德也在不断的被人抛弃，人与人之间这种赖以生存的信任也在不断的被瓦解。
Traditional family values are continually eroded. Virtues of traditional marriage are forsaken, and the trust between individuals for coexistence is continuously undermined.
取而代之的就是人跟人之间毫无理由的互相的敌视，毫无根据的互相的诋毁，以及毫无缘由的彼此的仇恨。
Without reason, people become hostile.Towards each other, baseless accusations and mutual distance become prevalent, fostering unwarranted hatred among individuals abstract.
所以你看到这一切其实都是上帝对人类的刑罚跟审判。
This isn't all of this precisely God's punishment and judgment on humanity.
所以千万不要误以为上帝已经停止工作。上帝已经停止掌管和维护他所创造的他所看为美看为好的世界，没有，他就从来没有停止工作。那其中一个他没有停止的工作，就是他也在不断的对罪发出的刑罚。
Don't be mistaken in thinking that God has ceased working, that he has stopped overseeing and maintaining the world he created, which he deemed good and beautiful. No, he has never stopped workingOne of the tasks he has not ceased is his judgment and punishment for sin.
正是因为上帝对罪的刑罚在不断的加深加重，这就是为什么他要差派他的儿子，就是他独生的爱子耶稣基督，道成肉身，为的是要把我们从我们所不能够承受的上帝的刑罚当中可以拯救出来。
It's precisely because his punishment for sin continues to intensify that he sent his beloved son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Christ became incarnate to rescue us from the punishment we could not bear.
所以最后我们就看到第三件事情，就是上帝不单，我们看到罪的延伸，看到他的刑罚在加重，最后我们也同样看见上帝恩典的延续。
Finally, continuity of grace.
所以当该隐听到他的上帝给他的审判的时候，他开始申诉或者开始抱怨，他说我所承受的是我不能够担当的， 所以神开始向他施恩惠，开始向他行怜悯。
When Cain complained that what he was enduring was beyond what he could bear, God, in His grace, showed mercy.
所以在创世纪的第四章十五到十六节，这样告诉我们说，耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的，必遭七倍。”耶和华就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去往在伊甸东边挪得之地。
Genesis chapter 4:15 to 16. Then the Lord said to him, Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
所以在创世纪的四章十五节开始，上帝开始回应该隐的时候，有一个介词，就是中文并没有翻译出来，但是英文有翻译出来了，叫做 not so。 那这个希伯来文的介词叫做 lacken， 意思就是既然如此，或者说不会，上帝给他一个非常正确的正面的回应，就是不会，不会有人遇见你就会杀你的。所以这是上帝对该隐的一个回应，允许他的申辩或者他的申诉。
When God began responding to Cain in verses 15, there is a preposition, lacken, which is not translated in Chinese. In English, it's rendered as not so. It means no, it won't happen, presenting God's response to Cain's defense or plea.
然后上帝就赐给该隐一个记号，以便人们遇见他的时候不会杀害他。那圣经也没有告诉我们这个记号到底是什么，因为作者想要我们知道的是这个记号所代表的意义和内容大过于它外在的符号。
God gave Cain a mark so that people encountering him wouldn't kill him. The Bible doesn't specify the nature of this mark. As the author prioritizes understanding its significance and meaning over its outward symbol.
那同时这个记号其实有一个更加重要的作用，就是这个记号的作用不单是保护该隐，就是不被遇见他的人杀掉，更重要的是这个记号是对同时代的人提出的警醒跟提醒，就是在该隐身上的这个记号就是告诉同时代的人不要像该隐那样犯罪。
At the same time, this mark carries a significant message. It serves not only to protect Cain, but also as a warning and a reminder to the people of the Israel, do not commit crimes like he did.
所以上帝借着在该隐身上的这个记号也提醒他同时代的人不要肆意的报复，不要犯罪。
Through the mark on Cain, God intended to caution the people of his time against committing acts of revenge and murder.
所以该隐不能够见神的面，但是却依然能够蒙神的保守，他并没有让该隐偿命等等。你看到这些都是上帝恩典的延续。
Even though Cain could no longer see the face of God, he still received God's protection. God did not demand Cain's life, showcasing the continuous grace of God.
所以神赐给该隐的记号就好像神在伊甸园里面赐给亚当和夏娃的衣服一样，都是他恩典的保护。
God granted a mark to Cain, similar to how God provided clothing for Adam and Eve, demonstrating his grace and protection.
上帝不单单是对该隐彰显他自己的恩典和怜悯，同样上帝更对亚当和夏娃实施恩惠和行怜悯。
God not only revealed his grace and mercy to Cain, but also showed favor and mercy to Adam and Eve.
我们可以想象，如果你有两个儿子的话，我们在座很多弟兄姊妹两个儿子了，你的一个儿子被另外一个儿子杀掉了，然后另外一个儿子又被上帝驱逐，就被上帝流放，不能够见神的面，当然很自然也见不到你的面。那么对于亚当和夏娃而言是很痛苦的，是很痛苦的。我相信作为任何一个父母，不要说你的儿子杀另外一个儿子了，每次当我看见我们家孩子打架吵架抢玩具的时候，我的心里面有时候除了生气有时候蛮痛的，我就在想兄弟姐妹之间为什么要这样。所以你可以想象亚当夏娃当他看见他的两个儿子所发生的这些事情的时候，他内心的痛苦，失去一个儿子，尤其是那一个善良的，或者你可以把他理解为善良的好儿子，但是 上帝同样恩待了亚当和夏娃，又赐给他们另外一个儿子。
We can imagine the profound sorrow of Adam and Eve, with one son murdered by another, and the other son expelled by God, unable to see the face of God. This must have been a deeply challenging ordeal for Adam and Eve, speaking of which, it was very painful, but God continued to show favor to Adam and Eve by giving them another son.
所以在创世纪的第四章二十五节说，亚当又与妻子同房。就他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特。赛特的意思就是神另外给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
Genesis chapter 4:25, Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. For she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him.
所以透过创世纪的后面部分，你会看到，我们清楚地看到上帝的恩典在不断地延续。这个恩典首先彰显在了该隐的身上，同时也彰显在这个故事里面已经隐形了隐形的亚当和夏娃的身上。
Through the later part of Genesis chapter 4, we can clearly see the continuity of God's grace. This grace is evident in Cain's life and simultaneously in Adam and Eve, who were somewhat hidden in this story.
所以汉密尔顿继续说，他说在这段叙述里面，我们就再一次看见了律法和恩典的声音。首先，最不容忽视也不容辩解，该隐必须为自己的行为付出代价，但是宣判刑罚的上帝也为罪犯提供了保护，并关心他不会成为暴力的受害者。那该隐被禁止也同时被祝福。从积极的意义上说，他是一个被标记的人，他离开了上帝的同在，但是却没有离开上帝的保护。
Again, we hear in the narrative the voice of both law and grace. Sin cannot be ignored or justified. Cain must pay a penalty for his actions. But the God who pronounces the sentence also makes available to the criminal his protection and concern that he do not become a victim of violence.Cain is banned and blessed. He is a marked man in a positive sense. He lives God's presence, but not God's protection.
所以上帝是慈爱的，也是公义的。所以他在刑罚加重的同时，他的恩典却怎么样？从来没有断绝。
God is both merciful and just, so while his punishment intensifies, his grace never ceases.
所以我们后来从该隐的家谱也可以看到圣经的记载。该隐的期待的家谱，这意味着一个完美或者完全的意思。那这意味着上面的什么呢？意味着上帝的应许有被执行，就是没有人谋害或者报复该隐。
Later we see in Cain's genealogy, spanning seven generations, a symbol of completion or perfection. This signifies the fulfillment of God's promise, as no harm or retaliation comes upon Cain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见第一家庭并不是非常的完美，我相信你跟我的家庭也同样如此，就是我们需要特别的留意，我们也需要特别的小心，就是首先我们要感谢上帝所赐给我们的一切，并且为此谨慎，不要把所有的一切都当作理所当然，而是在这个过程当中特别的小心跟谨慎。
Dear brothers and sisters, the first family was not perfect, and neither are our families.Perfection requires special attention and care. Let us be grateful for everything God has given us and handle it with caution. We should not take everything for granted, but approach it with special care and diligence.
所以在约翰一书的三章八到十二节，约翰就提醒我们，犯罪的是出于魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。因为神的儿子显现了，是要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡是从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的生命在他里面，他也不能犯罪，因为他是从神生的。这样，谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女，就很明显了。凡不行义的，就不是出于神；不爱兄弟的，也是这样。我们应当彼此相爱，因为这是你们从起初听见的信息。不要像该隐，他是属于那恶者的，他又杀了自己的弟弟。为什么杀他呢？因为他自己的行为是恶的，弟弟的行为是义的。
John chapter 3:8-12.Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sin, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this, it's evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous.
所以创世纪第四章的经文就告诉我们，罪会蔓延，会加深，会持续，同时上帝的审判和刑罚也会加重，但是上帝的恩典和怜悯也会持续，不会断绝。所以你跟我今天唯一能够做的，就是靠着神的恩典，靠着耶稣基督的救恩，谨慎我们自己的内心，并且时刻提醒自己上帝的审判和刑罚，并且每一天来到神的面前寻求他的怜悯。
The scripture from Genesis chapter 4 tells us that sin will spread, deepen, and persist. At the same time, God's judgment and punishment will intensify, but simultaneously, his grace and mercy will continue and not be cut off. The only thing you and I can do is rely on God's grace, trust in the salvation of Jesus Christ. Be cautious of our inner selves.Constantly remind ourselves of God's judgment and punishment, and seek mercy before Him daily.
所以在这个特别的节日里面，当我们要进入到降临节期，要纪念耶稣基督的降生的时候，我会有三个简单的应用给弟兄姊妹，希望可以帮助我们在这个节日里面，怎么样能够更好的预备自己来迎接耶稣基督的降生。
I would like to share the three applications with dear brothers and sisters here.
首先第一个就是。每一天在神的面前小心跟谨慎，就是我们的罪有时候虽然只是一个小小的关于仇恨的种子或者愤怒的种子，但是这个种子是会怎么样呢？会延续，会扩散，甚至会加深。所以我们需要小心你跟我里面每一天可能会有的愤怒、埋怨、嫉妒等等。那这些种子，这些罪的种子在我们里面，需要我们靠着神的恩典来制服、来解决，就好像该隐的这个小小的愤怒跟仇恨一样。如果你跟我好像上帝讲的，如果我们没有去制服他，我们反而会被罪来控制。所以我们要小心谨慎，不要任由我们内心的罪继续的蔓延，置之不理，不然的话罪就会最终的来控制我们。
First of all, be cautious as our sins can spread, persist, diffuse, and even deepen. The small resentments, grievances, jealousies in our heartsall need to be addressed by relying on God's grace is here to overcome and resolve. We should not allow the sins within our hearts to continue spreading and ignore them, or else sin will ultimately control us.
那第二点就是我们需要不断的警戒上帝的刑罚。我再提醒弟兄姊妹，就是千万不要误以为有了上帝的恩典就不会有刑罚，好像我们不再会被定罪，我们不会再下地狱。确实你跟我今天领受神的恩典，我们不再被定罪，我们不再会下地狱，但是不意味着我们不需要为我们的罪付代价，不代表我们不需要为我们的罪承担后果。
Secondly, we need to be especially cautious of God's judgment. Do not mistakenly think that having grace means there is no punishment. Well, we may no longer be condemned or sent to hell. It doesn't meanWe don't have to pay the price for our sins or face God's punishment for our actions.
就最后，依然提醒弟兄姊妹，就是不要忘记上帝的恩典，不要忘记去仰赖上帝的怜悯。即使在我们失败的时候，或者即使在我们软弱、犯罪、跌倒的时候，就哪怕该隐都愿意来到神的面前来寻求神的怜悯。那么你跟我其实每一天更加应该来到神的面前，时刻寻求他的赦免。
The last but not the least, at any moment we should not forget God's grace and should rely on His mercy, even in our failures, just as Cain was willing to come before God seeking mercy. You and I should daily come before God seeking His grace and mercy at all times.
Yeah, let's pray.
Let's pray.
Father, we thank you for your word, for the story before the first family. the first brotherhood. We see the consequence of the sin. Now we see the seed of hate become violence. So when we examine ourselves, we come to you, we confess that if it's not your grace, your mercy, any of us can become king. So Father, we thank you and we pray, we ask your help, we ask your guidance to protect us from the evil. Help us to live out the holy life in our daily life, especially in this season when we're trying to remember Jesus Christ. We're trying to remember why he came to the world to take the punishment that we cannot take. We just thank you for that, and also help us to remember how can we be careful about ourselves, about our heart. Just help us to face this temptation with your strength and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have